No, the guy said it's too close. I didn't know. Okay, let's go. Tune it on.
It is on.
What does it say? I can't see. No, it's a recording. Now press it. Okay, when the Rebbe's Maimer Basi Lagani of Chav Gimel were Eis Beis, okay, the Rebbe started bringing down what the Friedrich Rebbe says in this year's capital Yud Gimel, that Elokus goes Maila Maila Adin Ketzu Matu Mata Adin Tachlis, all the way up, all the way down. And he says, what does it mean, all the way down? It doesn't mean Elokus comes down all the way down. It means Elokus, as the infinite Ein Sof level, comes all the way down. You know, it's not that it trickles down in a very limited level, but Ein Sof, the way it is, B'li Gvul, is Nimshach all the way down here. And he says now in the third line, we'll start. U'mamshach ba'maymer, and the Friedrich Rebbe continues, in the Maymer, Shvach Sha'im Nemal Ein Sof, this praise that we say, that the Zer says about Hashem, that it's able to come in a manifestation and a revelation. Not only that it comes down, but it's revealed as is down here. So now the question is, what does mata mata adin tachlis mean? What does it mean, the lowest of levels? So he says, Ein hakavona lispashtus vigilui be'ilam ha'sein sof. It doesn't mean that Hashem reveals Himself in the infinite worlds, afilu elam atzilus, even into the world of atzilus. The af of itzulchay. Why would I think that is mata? He says af of pisha be'erech earning sof harigam elamis ein sof valachas kama elam atzilus is called elamis, because compared to the essence of Hashem and the real lifting at symptom levels, even atzilus is called mata. Because it's already a world. Higher than Atzilus is not even a world. So L'chayri, compared to the highest levels of Elokus, even Atzilus is seemingly mata-mata because it's Ein Sof. It's a world. Mikama came, nevertheless, E'ev Shalemet. It's impossible to say, Shashvach she'er Ein Sof u'lamata adin tachlis, that Elokus is revealed in the infinite state all the way down. You cannot say koyala elam esein sov elam atzilus. You can't say that it goes, it refers to the world of atzilus. Why? Dine elam es ein sov shelifnei atzimtzum, because the worlds, he says, dine the worlds of ein sov before the tzimtzum. The elam atzilus the shamed ein sov begilui, they are kelim ein sov. There's still Kalim to Elokus. In other words, like this, even Atzilus, which compared to the much greater levels is Mato, nevertheless, Atzilus is still a world which is bottled to Elokus. We just started it. Atzilus is still bottled to Elokus. Li is Gama Kalim, Arehim Elokus Mamish. So, because in Atzilus, even the Kalim are Elokus. In Cain, in Pella cloud, the earnings of Shamer Begilu, you can say the miracle is, the wonder is, a praise is that Elokus shines even in Atzilus. Atzilus is a vessel, relatively speaking. Atzilus, yes, Kalim, yes, world, but it's a world which is bottled. In Pella, Mashem Yochel Makaba in Tov Agilu, Hainu, Shane's a Pella, Shane's of Yochel is Pasha, Sham. Okay? You can't say it's a wonder that Elokus could reveal itself there. He says, "Afilu ein zepela she'er ein tzav yachli yisham begilui." You can't even be surprised. It's not a shocker that Elokus is revealed there, because again, relatively speaking, Atzilus is a keli to Elokus, is bottle. Masha'en kein be'elam is biyap. In the world of Bibriya, you'd see it in Asiya. That's takamata. But the Rebbe is going to explain, it doesn't even mean Bria, it doesn't even mean Yetzirah, it means Asiya, and in Asiya itself, in Gimel Klipsa Tmeis, like he said, like we learned in the other Maimon. Okay, this is where we're up to, by the way. View of imitations be our Peter's about Shem Tov. But we'll understand this based on the teachings that about Shem Tov. Shenim's Radi had a Magid Beira Teira, which was given over from the Magid in Eira Teira. It says in the Pasik, Tzayir Tasa La Teva. You should make either a window or a light, a diamond, whatever. And then the Pasik says, Tachtiim Shniim Ushlishim Tasehel. She made three levels, right? There was the top level, middle level, bottom level. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Kvi Shehuz Behuv of in his bottle. Aide Admor Azok, and it's mentioned, look at the Torah of Gimel Parshis in the Shalom, Pirush, Tachtiim, Shniim, Ushlishim, Heim Bria, Yitzir, Nasir. What does it mean? In other words, like this. Teva, we know the Baal Shem Tov said, Bayala Teva refers to the words of Teira and Tefillah. What protects the person from the floodwaters of the world, from the Mabul? So you have to come into the Be'el HaTeva. What does the Teva have? The Teva is the words of Teira and Tefillah. But the Teva has three levels. Tachtiim Shniim Ushlishim. Yeah? So you have Briya, Tzir, Nasir. Or Be'er, Amagit, Be'er, Teira, Mi Amagit, Pirish, Ba'em, Mikesi, B'Shem, HaBal Shem Tov, explains it deeper in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, She'tachtiim Shniim Ushlishim, are the three levels of Elamis, Nishamis, and Elukus. The Shulah says it's Briya, Yitzir, and Asiya. He explains in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that it actually means Elamis, Nishamis, and Elukus. And concerning this, the Zayah says, Tlas Ilmin is Leil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem has three worlds. What are the three worlds? Again, Elamis, Nishamis, and Elukus. Zeo Tseir Tasala Teva. The Koi Al Teva Satfila Vahateira, which goes on the words of Tfila and Teira, Shatzrich and Liyaz Be'ef and Shobihiris. It has to be in a way of Tseihar. Tseihar means to shine, Tseharayim, right? Tseihar means to shine. Tseir Tasala Teva, whichever way it means, whether a window or a Rashi says a diamond to give light to the Teva. Tzaya means you have to illuminate this level of Teva, which has three levels. Tachtiim Shniim Ushlishim, which either refers to Briya Yitzir or Asiya Briya Yitzir and Briya, or, like he says, Eilemis Neshamis in Elokus. Vaz Miskashrim Eilemis im Elokus Aidei HaNeshamis. According to the Baal Shem Tov, the way the Magid explains it, yeah, you have Elamis, Neshamis, and Elokus. Which means, Elamis connects to Elokus through Neshamis. Elamis is the bottom level, Elokus is the top level. Now, how do you connect the lowest level of Elamis to the highest level of Elokus? Who connects? Meaning, simple English. Who brings Elokus into the world and who elevates the world to a state of Elokus? That's the Aved of Neshamis. Through this, that the Neshamis elevate the world in Achtus to Elokus. Umam Shech Rabbeinu Azok and Alt Rebbe continues and explains, Shebemai Merazer Tlas Almin Islik Lal Kodesh Baruch. This that the worlds that Zaya says that the worlds are connected to Elokus through Neshamis, Yeshne Perushim. There's two meanings, the interpretations of this. The Migdash Melech and the Sefer Migdash Melech explains Atzilus Briya Yitzira. Okay? It's the three worlds of Atzilus Briya Yitzira. That is the three worlds. V'yashleimar Shazel Masha Kosova Baal Shem Tov. Elamis Neshamis and Elokus. He says Elamis is the world of Yitzira. Neshamis is the world of Briya. And Elokus is the level of Atzilus. Okay? But Ramaz Pirish, which is another Pirish on the Zayel, says that no, it's not Atzilus Briya Yitzira, it's Ak Atzilus Ubiya. Okay, which coincides more with the Shlomo's interpretation that it's Briya Yitzir Asiya. In other words, like this. There are four elements. Yeah, Tzilas, Briya, Tzir, Nasir. These are the four Eilemis Pratim. Then you have four Eilemis Klolim. More general. So it says like this. Lifnei HaTzimtzum is Atzilus of Eilemis HaKloli. Ak Adam Kadmon, which is the first Gilui after the Tzimtzum, it's already after Tzimtzum, is the level of Briya. Then you have Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim, which is the level of Yetzira. And then you have Atzilus, which is Asiya. So just like you have the four Pratiyas Dika Eilemis, yeah, Atzilus is the world of Alokus, and then Briya and Yetzir and Asiya, the same thing you have in the general scheme of things, in the general, Lifnei HaTzimtzum is Atzilus, then after Tzimtzum, which is Siluk, Lagamri, and then Hashem revealed the Kav, which is the level of Ak, the first level of Alokus revealed after the Tzimtzum, that's the level of Briya. Then you have Akudim, Nekudim, Abrudim, that's the level of Yetzira. And then you have the level of Atzilus, which is Asiya, Akloli. So he says, of a Mevai, Rabbeinu Azokich, Lefi, Pirsha, Ramaz, but according to the Ramaz's interpretation, that it's Ak, Atzilus, and Biyah, also Shapir. Yes, Pirish Baal Shem Tov, that coincides better with the interpretation of the Baal Shem Tov, which are the three levels of Elamis, Neshamis, and Elokus. So he says, "Lameisa v'yaskol muflas." It's a tremendous level of seichel, lahaskol ma ben atzilus l'mashel l'mayle me atzilus. Now, the Rebbe says you need a tremendous amount of a seichel, it's a paladika level of seichel, to understand what's the difference between Atzilus, which Luchayda is also a lukus, to something which is higher than Atzilus. Luchayda, what's the, you can't understand it. Shazel hefesh bein in neshamis la lukus. That's the difference between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus, is the same difference between neshamis and Elokus. Lachar Nisham is also part of Hashem. So what's the difference? Just so you can understand, what's the difference between Atzilus, which is godliness, Eitzel, right? Close, Bittel, to the level higher than Atzilus, is the same thing of not understanding the difference between Nishamis and Elokus, because Nishamis are also Elokus. Because Nishamis come from the Kelim of Atzilus, even though Kalim of Atzilus are also Elokus, like it says, Il v'gamerichad, Il v'chayirichad, the Kalim and Elokus are all one. Ach im kol zeh, einam deim l'ha'irish shem Elokus mamish. Okay? You can't compare it though to Elokus. Which means, I told you this primer is... Okay, anyway, what it means is like this. Atzilus has Eretz and Kalim. You have Ere Chesed comes into Kliya Chesed, functions Chesed. Ere Gvura comes into Kliya Gvura, functions Gvura. Right? Now, it says in Zayir that Iva Chayerichad, Iva Gamerichad. In Atzilus, the Eretz of Atzilus and Elokus are one, the Kalim of Atzilus and Elokus are one. Which means both are Elokus. But you can't compare the Kalim of Elokus to the Or of Elokus. Yes, the Kalim are bottled to Elokus, but the Or of Elokus is a much greater level than the Kalim of Elokus. So he says, Neshamis come from the Kalim of Atzilus, and Elokus represents the Oris, the Or of Atzilus. Now you got it? No, I don't. Achim kol ze einu deim im le'er shem Elokus mam. V'zeh hefesh bein Atzilus, which represents the kelim of Atzilus, le'elim es ein tov shem le'mayim machinus kelim d'Atzilus, which are infinitely greater than the kelim of Atzilus. Because higher than Atzilus, there are no kelim. There's no hag limited. Lachein yekeh Elokus mamish. Therefore, higher than Atzilus is mamish called Elokus. Yashleimer a hefesh ben beis bechina seiluf. Kenyan hefesh ben yichud de'il v'chayel chad. U ben yichud de'il v'gamer chad. So this is the same concept as when you say Elokus in the Or of Atzilus is the same. And Elokus in the Kelum of Atzilus is the same. There's still a difference between the Or of Atzilus and the Kelum of Atzilus.
So Rabbi, it comes in from the act higher than that? When is the infinite and when is the finite? Finite is the...
Everything is relative.
I understand. I have relatives. But that's... I'm not what I'm saying. I'm saying, Rabbi, from my point...
When there's a will, there's relatives.
Yes. Infinite. Where is infinite? When does infinite start and when does finite start?
Finite starts when infinite ends.
Right. I understand. So, but, right.
But that's what the Rebbe is explaining, that mata mata adin tachlis means that even the lowest levels, right. Yeah, the essence of Elokus is revealed. Even though the whole concealment and everything is concealing Elokus, that's why it's called Mata Mata, and the Rebbe explains in Tanya. Dira b'tachteinim, he asks a question in Tanya, how can you have tachteinim if Hashem's all over the place? How can you have tachteinim? Higher is closer, lower is tachteinim. But if Hashem's all over, how do you have higher and lower? Higher means closer, lower means further. But if Hashem's all over, you don't have higher and further. So the Rebbe explains in Tanya that this refers to Dira B'Tachteinu means not mitzad alokus, but mitzad us. It's a level which is completely, completely concealed from alokus. And over there is where alokus is essentially revealed. And our avoda is to connect world, mata-mata, with that level of Elokus, and that's the level of Neshamas that comes from the Kelim of Atzilus, not the Or of Atzilus, to connect world with the Eidus of Atzilus.
Before we said it's not good, it's there, but it's not good.
Our Aveda is to reveal, Dira B'Tachteinu. Yes.
To be an architect for this one.
We need to reveal that level of Elokus.
So we reveal
yes. And the other Maimon the Rebbe explains more so by Torah, even by mitzvahs, because mitzvahs you can't do with Shol Shchis HaTemeis. But Torah you could learn about Avodah Zarah. And yet you're refining Avodah Zarah by learning it in Torah. Because Torah can never become Tomei. Torah stays in the status of Kedusha. But mitzvahs, you can't do a mitzvah with something forbidden, with an object which is forbidden.
It goes, but it doesn't go as...
No, it's a mitzvah bob aveda, ain't a mitzvah klal.
No, I'm talking about when a person does a mitzvah, it only goes to what you're saying. It only goes.
It can only elevate klipas nega. But it can't elevate shol shchivas hatameis. Torah elevates even shol shchivas hatameis. Okay, the inyan, b'zad the inyan of this is like this. Dine behem shel bali lula nechlok imem legimut beis chalukis. In the hem shel defrida gerabi is divided in the two levels. Eilem is saint sov ve'eilem atzilis. Infinite world and atzilis is one category. Ve'eilem is biya. Okay? But he says, "Ach beprotes yeshu yeshchile ben elam saint sov ve'elam atzilus gof." In other words, the Friedrich Rebbe in the Maimer puts two categories: above atzilus and atzilus is one, and then biyah, b'riyotzir nasir. But the Rebbe says, really, there's a difference between higher than atzilus and atzilus also. Ach beprotes yeshu yeshchile ben elam saint sov ve'elam atzilus gof. Why? She'elim is saint sof ain elokus mamish. There's no kelim. It's not a world. It's not elam. Atzilus is an elam helam. What's the helam of Atzilus if it's gilui elokus? That there's kelim. There's ora chesed and klei chesed. Ora gvura and klei gvura. Ma she'en kein elam Atzilus she'bei yochli es v'yash in shol kelim. Ela she'zel be'efen she'elokus bo b'tzimtzum. Elokus limits itself because the kelim of Atzilus is still bottle. So Elokus comes into the kelim of Atzilus, but you can't say it's the same level as higher than Atzilus.
So within infinity, you have levels of infinity.
Correct. In other words, you have levels. There's an answer from the Rebbe to somebody. Is there levels lifting at Tzimtzum? And, you know, yeah, the answer is. No, but one second. Hey, we're not going lifting at Tzimtzum here, but just like big and small is all relative, okay? Atzilus compared to Bria is infinite. Atzilus compared to higher than Atzilus is Mata. Milo and Mata. It's not a contradiction. It depends what we're talking about. Is Atzilus Beligvul compared to lower than Atzilus, which is Yeshmiayin? Atzilus is Beligvul. But Atzilus, which is a world, compared to no world, then Atzilus is limited. It's all relative.
I wonder if Einstein knew
this. Einstein didn't learn Chassidus, so he doesn't never did it.
He's
in
the Shammah.
He's in the Shammah, heard it. He heard it. He says, similar to the chilek, just like the difference between Iyur v'chaya yachad, that the Erd and Atzilus and the Kelev Atzilus is one, and I mean, the Erd of Atzilus and Elokus is one, and the Kelev of Atzilus and Elokus is one, yet you still, it's the difference between the connection between Erd of Atzilus and Elokus and the Kelev of Atzilus. After Shem Uchad, Mikomo Kem Yesh Chilek Benem. There's a big difference between the two. Okay.